Philippines police raids lead to arrests tied to illegal pogos. A law enforcement operation in the Philippines aimed at arresting a robbery suspect in Makati City led to the unexpected discovery of an unlicensed Philippine offshore gaming operator, Pogo Hub. According to the Philippine National Police Criminal Investigation and Detection Group, PNPCIDG, Chief Major General Nicholas Torre III, the operation resulted in the apprehension of multiple individuals, both Filipino and foreign, suspected of participating in illegal online gambling activities. The coordinated action was carried out by the Presidential Anti-Organized Crime Commission, PAOCC, the CIDG units from the National Capital Region and Southern District, and local law enforcement officers. The mission was originally focused on enforcing a warrant of arrest against a suspect identified only as Michael for robbery charges. While serving the warrant, officers were approached by a foreign national who informed them about alleged illicit operations being conducted inside the Flying Future Services office. Authorities quickly verified the tip and discovered that the office was being used for unauthorized online casino activities. Following confirmation, the Joint Task Force moved to raid the premises and dismantle the illegal operations that were taking place within the building. During the operation, officers seized numerous pieces of evidence, including electronic gadgets and various documents believed to be instrumental in the management and operation of the unlicensed gambling activities. These items were collected and are now being examined as part of an ongoing investigation into the extent of the network's operations. Hiding in plain sight, the establishment identified as the base of operations was Flying Future Services Inc., a company registered for software development. Despite its declared business activity, investigators found that it was functioning as a front for unlawful pogo services. The investigation also linked three other businesses to the illegal operation, all of which were reportedly managed under the same umbrella. Three Chinese nationals, using aliases Guj, Lazen, and Younger, were identified as leading figures of these affiliated entities, Intech World Company, Omniac Company, and Urban Ideas, respectively. Each of these was operating as part of the network under Flying Future Services Inc. In total, authorities detained over 100 foreign nationals during the raid. The detained group includes 58 Chinese, 8 Japanese, 12 Taiwanese, 2 Vietnamese, 1 Mongolian, 1 Brazilian, 1 national from St. Kitts and Nevis, and 13 Malaysians. All were taken into custody for further processing. The suspects face potential legal action under several Philippine statutes, such as the Anti-Trafficking in Persons Act, Republic Act 9208, the Law on Illegal Gambling, Presidential Decree 1602, and the Cybercrime Prevention Act, Republic Act 10175. Those facing charges are currently being held at the CIDG Southern District Field Unit while legal procedures move forward. Other foreign nationals who were not charged immediately have been handed over to the PAOCC for further verification and immigration documentation. Officials continue to investigate the broader network behind the illegal pogo operation and are working to uncover any additional parties involved or connected facilities that may be operating elsewhere under similar pretenses.